Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from Seattle to Europe, including nonstop flights to Frankfurt, Germany, year-round. Also, from June through October, Condor will be offering nonstop flights to Munich. More information at condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
People bring lots of pictures and happy stories when they come back from vacation, but sometimes they bring a few bad ones, too. Tourists can be prime targets for pickpockets and thieves anywhere on the planet. You're listening to KNKX, and on Going Places, our travel expert, Matthew Brumley, offers some tips to 88.5's Ed Ronco on how to keep your money and documents safe.
So you're on vacation, you're traveling around, you've got a lot of money with you because you're on vacation and you're traveling around. How do we keep it safe, Matthew?
Okay, so I think, I just was thinking about my experience packing around $20,000 in China and Mongolia a few years ago for a tour company out in New York, because I was in charge of tipping for 100 people. And I dressed down. I definitely didn't look like the kind of guy that was carrying that sort of money. So I would say leave the Rolex and, the gold and the pearls and everything. Leave that at home.
Okay, so don't look like you're carrying a bunch
no,
of money.
The other thing is keep digital copies of your passports, your credit cards, your driver's license, medical information, and I would just make sure that your passwords are updated.
So scan them or take a picture of them, put them somewhere where you have an image of the record.
Right. And the other thing is, if you're stuck and you need to go to the American Embassy, you can actually just go to their computer and pull up all your ID and they can actually see it. So
wow.
It's really handy. The other thing you can do to keep your documents and money safe is use a money belt. I mean, that's kind of tried and tested. And
yeah.
It's a very old-fashioned way of keeping your money safe, but it works.
Now, there's the kind that goes like right underneath your belt,
yep.
Inside your pants. And then there's the kind that you hang around your neck. Any recommendations?
Well, I like the one that hangs around my neck because... if you're in Italy getting a gelato and you just need €5 to actually have to unbutton your pants. But the other ones, there's such clever ways. There's belts that hold cash. There's pants that have secret pockets. There's vests. I would actually get two or three different devices. So maybe it's tucked inside your belt is a couple $100. Inside your vest is another couple $100. Your pants. So it's distributed. And thinking of distribution, you should probably keep a lot of your items in safes, and the hotel safe. And when you do that, don't pull everything out. So don't go walking around Buenos Aires with all your credit cards and all your cash. I would always keep at least 50% of my cards and my cash in the safe. So if I lose some of it, I always can go back to the safe and work out the problem.
So my credit and debit cards have that little chip in them now, and I think most of the world is going to that system or is already there, where you put in, that you insert the card rather than swipe it. But I've also heard that there's a risk with those chips, that people can somehow access your credit card information without touching you or without actually grabbing the card. What have you heard about that and the ways to prevent that?
Well, it's interesting you should ask that question, Ed, because I've been on the cusp of buying one of those RFID wallets. Mm-hmm. What does that stand for again?
I think it's radio frequency identification, and these are the wallets that would shield that radio signal, right?
Right.
They've got something in them.
And so I went to Business Traveler and a lot of different websites in search of an answer. And almost everything that I found from experts is that it's just a waste of money and a great way for travel wallet companies just to push a new product. So if you want to buy a new wallet, fine. But I wouldn't go out and purchase an RFID special wallet at an inflated price, because they really haven't found any cases where somebody's standing on a street corner with a radio wave receiver, pointing it at people trying to pick up on their credit card information.
All right. And take a deep breath no matter what happens.
Right.
It'll
right.
It'll all work
right.
out. Matthew Brumley, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and loaded with cash if you ever see him somewhere. No. He joins us every week to talk about travel here on 88.5. You can learn more about this and other editions of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, like this walrus.
Talk. Roar. Growl.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.